Module 2, Unit 3, Page 23, Exercise 7.
Welcome to the Science and Technology Conference. Our speaker today is Professor Wilkins. He's going to talk about robots and how the medical sciences will be using them in the future.
Thank you. As I'm sure you are aware, technology is rapidly changing the way medical science is being used. We already use robots in lots of different areas of medicine. I know a lot of you in the audience are nurses. You might be wondering, will I still be working as a nurse in 10 years' time, or will a robot be doing my job? It's true that, in the future, robots will be doing more and more jobs in hospitals. In the USA, the UK and Australia, hospitals are using robots to interact with patients after they've had operations, collect drugs from the hospital pharmacy, and even visit patients in the ward when the doctor is not available. The doctor can talk to the patient via the screen on these robots. In Japan, scientists have been working on a robot which can lift a patient off the floor and into a wheelchair. Lifting patients is one of the most difficult tasks for nurses, and can be carried out as many as 40 times per day. Medical professionals hope that robots like this one will be doing a lot of this kind of work in the future. It also seems very likely that robots will be carrying out surgery too. There are a few surgical operations that require a lot of detailed work. For example, in cancer cases, it is vitally important to remove all the cancer cells, but leave the healthy cells in place. In some operations, scanners are used to locate these cancerous cells, and these locations are sent directly to the robot surgeon. It is also very likely that robots will be sorting and delivering drugs, a task that requires absolute accuracy and speed. So, to conclude, if you are a nurse, don't worry about losing your job to a robot. In 10 years' time, a robot will probably be working alongside you, but only to make your job easier. It certainly won't replace you.